On December 13, 1932, Representative Melvin Moss confronted a man who had a loaded pistol inside the U.S. Capitol building.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Shortly after 4 that afternoon, the House of Representatives was in session, with some 125 members present. About 75 other people observed from the gallery on the chamber's second level. Suddenly, a department store clerk pushed his way to the gallery rail and, waving a loaded pistol, demanded to speak. Most of the legislators and observers either ran for the exit doors or dove for cover behind tables and seats. Melvin Moss, the 35-year-old representative from Minnesota, also started to leave. But then he turned and quickly walked to a point on the chamber floor, almost directly beneath the balcony where the gunman stood. Although the gunman pointed the revolver at him, Moss quietly reasoned with him for several minutes. Eventually, he persuaded the man to drop the weapon down to him. Once the weapon was safely in Moss's hands, two armed policemen in the gallery arrested the gunman and led him away. Because of the congressman's courage, a possible tragedy had been averted.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org. I'm Barbara Sieke Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.